A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast.
If you like a lot of wrestling on your YouTube, join our cult. Hello and welcome, as always, to the Cultaholic Video Podcast, which you can also enjoy on audio format around the world. As always, the lovely Ross on Wrestling.
Thank you, Matthew, you delectable beast.
And Jack on Jobber.
Hello, Jack on Jobber. Hello, you all right?
I'm all right, man.
Good.
Good dress up for the special occasion, the International Superstar Shake Up.
You are looking a bit.
You've got that end of the swanky bar with a grenadine and vodka look going on again.
Yeah. I'll take that as a compliment. Well, waistcoat away from being Corey Graves.
feels like it's been a busy week. Like the post WrestleMania fallout seems like it's gone on for an extra week with the shake up being a week after.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm back to normal yet again, like body clock wise and stuff.
The WrestleMania hangover is still strong.
Yeah, that's basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the news, because there's a lot of it, and we'll be doing a double video this week, one talking about the usual crap we usually end up talking about.
That's this one.
And this is the right one.
This is the crap one.
Yeah.
And you won't be talking about in detail about our theories about what happened because of the Superstar Shake-Up.
Mm.
But in relevant news, though, Luke Harper put on Twitter, publicly requested his release from WWE. Please release me, let me go. I don't love you anymore.
No! Essentially, it's what's going to happen, I think.
Please, sir, can I wait? No, chance! No.
Well, Big Dave's come out today and said his contract expires in November, so they're probably going to nevel him.
Oh.
Well, he literally has just returned from injury.
Yeah.
Had that great match with Dijakovic.
Yes.
Have we all learned how to say that now? Because I certainly have. Should we say it on three?
Twitter users haven't, though.
Double D's a dick. On three, we'll do Dijakovic. One, two, three.
Dijakovic.
Well done, Jack. Great timing, as always. But yeah, it's a shame, but makes sense. He is just another number. He's another brick in the wall, as Pink Floyd said.
That's
specifically
what it was about.
To Luke. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you're not familiar with Pink Floyd's work, they were a big fan of the Wyatt family. And yeah, he's just another guy on a huge roster. After the Superstar Shake-Up, there was nothing for him.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him, though, because like, he gets going time and time again. He just gets injured, and then he just stops, and he has to go and recuperate and then come back. Like,
yeah, he was IC champion.
Remember he came back when he got jacked, and he was like maybe going to be in the WWE title picture, and then he got injured again. And then, shame. I think he's very good.
Nah, it's weird, though, because he went from being Brody Lee, the guy with the white sweats and jeans, to Luke Harper, guy with the white sweats and jeans. And so he's like, I have to go back. And I think WWE like, you have to change your look. Because like Honky Tonk Man had that, he said, WWE said, no, you have to get rid of your Elvis attire and everything. He went, right. And he told someone, Bam Bam Bigelow went, yeah, they said I'd get rid of the tattoos on my head. So, and then Alexander Wolf from Sanity, in case you forgot about him, I don't blame you, did a very interestingly worded message on Twitter as well, saying goodbye to Sanity because Eric Young has been drafted to Raw.
I thought, but
goodbye WWE's hard to misinterpret.
Mm. Yeah. I just think, right, I used to think people would overreact sometimes and they're like, all these NXT call-ups are getting wasted or whatever, because I'm like, well, no, like for every success, there's a negative, like, you know what I mean?
It
goes both ways. I was like, look at Balor, Rollins, there's so many who've done well from it. And now I'm thinking, nah, recently, it's all been crap. Like, Sanity have been wasted. Look at EC3 getting, I'm sure you're sad about that because he's your fave.
He's dead?
EC3.
You got Muhammad Hassan on Raw this week.
Yeah.
That is the term, yes.
Yeah, and it's just like, and it seems like Sanity are just another one of those who've been, apart from Nikki Cross, who might still, you know, be able to...
Yeah, because they purposely made sure she wasn't part of that, and they've given her a push. Yeah. So they're like, oh, right, we're not going to get that. So.
Right.
She's still doing more on YouTube than she is in WWE, though, which annoys me, or televised-wise, at least.
Nikki. Well,
I've seen that tweet, I forget who she was chasing around the ring.
Candice.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone. I liked when she jumped on Shelton's back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But Alexander, what do you think you'll go back to your favourite promotion, Dub X Dub?
Well, they definitely embrace, what was that?
X.
Oh, yeah, that's what Straight they do. Edge. That's what we do. They go, welcome, and they go, X. And
willkommen.
Yeah, his German's not very good over there. You know, so they're going to replace him. Yeah, he made an appearance at 16 Carat.
Right.
To a deafening roar.
Apparently so.
Big Satan. Our friend. I don't know why I said
Oh,
that.
Hail Satan.
Not our friend.
Right.
He reckons he's going back to NXT. Our sources have told him he's going back to NXT.
Oh.
He'd be the first guy to go back to NXT if that happened. Not for like a one-off appearance, yeah. Like Tyler Breeze like or
probably,
whatever.
Yeah.
Or Scotty Too Hotty and Grandmaster Sexy.
Right. That was yeah, exactly. Bizarre, that.
They're on Thank the you. First takeover, weren't they?
Yeah, or Rival, yeah.
Oh.
The foot. Too cool.
Yeah. They were on an NXT show. They lost to The Ascension, I think.
Oh, makes sense. Well, a few. A few years later, Too Cool probably would have been joining, beating them up.
Yeah.
Still the longest reigning NXT tag team champions, The Ascension. They said The Revival then. I wish it was The Revival.
Yeah. See, Sanity were former NXT tag team. You forget that they were popular and good. It's a shame. And I love Killian Dane's class.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to do now. Hopefully gets a solo run, but I don't know.
Well, not with Lars Sullivan running around taking his spot.
Mm.
Killian Dane's got the better Twitter, though. And Sasha Banks.
Jesus Christ.
Sissy Bunks is going to happen.
Sissy Bunks.
Sissy Bunks? Impact Zone?
What's Sissy Bunks doing in the Impact Zone? Oh,
do you still do that joke?
I brought it back.
Just do it now.
When was the last time Impact signed someone from WWE?
Exactly. Rich Swann, does that count?
Oh, yeah. Rach Swinn. It's his real name, they didn't care. Yeah. But yeah, Sasha Banks, again, Hail Satan, was one of the people that started this, I think. So,
And then he quickly
tried to go back on it. He went, we saw you.
It was Sean Ross.
To be fair, his tweet, the Satan's tweet that you're referring to, people are saying he said that they were like on the locker room floor all night, but this picture came out during the main event, and they're like, oh, that can't be true. I don't think he said they were there all night. He said they're on the locker room floor for a bit. You can throw a tantrum in 3 seconds, I know you can.
I was going to say, I think it's because we haven't seen that, but we've all seen a kid in a toy aisle go, I want it! So that's the picture we put in our heads. Yeah. So.
Well, yes, me and Pachiti both interpreted it in different ways. So he assumed there was like limb flailing on the floor, like actual tantrum stuff going on. I just assumed they were just sat there, because you know when wrestlers are unhappy, it doesn't tend to be as big and dramatic as that. It's normally a little bit like sort of snidey. I imagine they were just sat there on the floor.
I reckon they were just laid out in a very awkward position in the locker room going, we shall not be moved.
I'm not sure if she'll... Okay. Yeah. Why not?
Do you think it was like, she wanted to do the Tama Tonga thing and just launch the belt across the room, but she went, oh, lost, right.
Look at this garbage.
It's get that so women's dumb. Tag title out here. No one cares about
it. I've watched it so many times since, and you hear it hit the wall on the floor. It goes like...
It is a loud noise as well. So
good.
Hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Right. So, and it is interesting seeing how people react to Sasha Banks complaining about, well, you know, I was at one point very, very popular. Now I'm just popular. You know, bubbling under at certain thing. And contrasting this with like when Neville was, God, no, I'm not freaking losing to Enzo. we like him. Boo, we don't like Enzo, whatever. Sasha Banks, I think I should be doing better. I've got crowd reactions. Sasha should stop complaining.
I know.
I think that's bollocks.
I'm on Sasha's side.
Yeah,
I think.
If she wants to do more, let her do. Yeah. Good on her.
I mean, she's class and charismatic and all that, and she's got a big following, and she's had so many bad storylines put on her, like the whole Bailey thing with the counselor
all of last year,
and it only got good again once they put her in that match with Ronda, because that was a match that Ronda wanted. I think she requested it, maybe. Or was that just storyline?
I think it was storyline.
Okay, but everyone remembered, oh, Sasha's actually really good.
Yep.
And then they went back to the and then they gave them the belts, and then they went, actually, nah. And I got grief on the reactions video for being the only one who was sad when the Iconics won.
Like, oh, you deserve that.
Why?
Because they're fantastic.
No, they are good. They are good. I just wanted that. I just wanted that long reign from Bayley and Sasha Banks going NXT.
See, I reckon that's where it all stems from. I reckon they've been given assurances. Me and me hack brain. Me hack brain. Nothing come to the conclusion. Right.
Brain.
That they've been when they brought these titles in. Like obviously said, we're going to defend them here, then everywhere. They've probably been told that, and then all of a sudden. No!
Yeah. Okay, why am I not getting the run of the title when I'm really popular? No, we're saving you for the women's tag titles. Oh, that's all right then.
Yeah.
You're losing the Iconics.
You're using the funny ones. Ha.
Yeah. Your ones who are over for their interviews. Yeah.
They are better talkers than Sasha and Bayley, to be very fair.
I was getting sick of Sasha and Bayley going like, oh, we fight for these forever.
Oh, it was
just
like...
the same every week. It's like, we know, man, we get the idea now.
In fact, I'm glad she's being buried now.
Yeah, you know what? Screw you. WWE reportedly signed Undertaker to a new deal to prevent appearance bookings.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, we figured that might be real, given...
Oh, man.
Big Ken, I feel so sorry for
him. I feel bad for him as well.
He would have bent arse over backwards to get Undertaker over here.
Yeah.
He's had half of his show taken away.
He is still getting Undertaker over here.
Yeah, he's still doing the meet and greet, but he's not allowed to do the Q&A bit.
But you can get him to sign something, but as soon as you say, so what would... Next.
Can't talk to you.
They like switch off and go back on, he's just gone. He's underneath the table.
I'm imagining him having Foley as like a ventriloquist. Just getting him to talk for him.
Like a what?
Oh, no.
So, Undertaker, what was Hell in a Cell like? Well, I tell you, it was really scary.
Oh, right,
you're
doing my voice, apparently, not Mick Foley's. So they're going to go like...
Ah, that's the only... That was dead on Mick Foley.
No, it wasn't. Mick Foley's not from Jarrow.
You don't know that.
All right.
One of his personas is.
I've seen him down the bottom.
Jarrow Love.
Down the bottom of Valley View Park.
Exactly. Bushes. Would you like some white lightning there, see?
Why is he joining?
Anyway, Nia Jax's knees...
Nia Jax? Way!
Well, again, I'm going to turn the Geordie off. Nia Jax, knees capitulate. I've not heard about this, actually.
Mm.
Both knees have gone.
She's going to be out for a while.
Oh.
Yeah, it's sad.
That makes some sense why they didn't win the titles at WrestleMania, though.
Oh, I just think they're not very good tag team.
Yeah,
but...
I think they're crap, aren't they?
Oh. Kind of feuding with them. All right, yeah, whatever, crap.
No, but I hope she recovers fast, because it sounds like she's getting surgery on both knees.
Was it MCL or ACL? The big one in your knee, they're both gone.
Oh, wow.
Both of them.
That much news, I've not heard about that. Oh, gutted.
Yeah, that is sad.
It is sad. Never like to see
it. Because it means we'll get Tamina Snuka in singles matches.
Matthew, Tamina gets a bad rap.
For good reason.
No.
Oh, wait, I mean, like Sasha Banks. All right, bodies are split on that. Tamina.
Oh, she tries her best.
She was the next big thing in May 2010.
She was part of... Was she the third one in Team Bad?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
She was the bad.
Beautiful and dangerous.
She
was the ant.
AEW signed Seema and Darby Allin. Oh,
yes.
Two matches added to Fight for the Fallen.
Yeah.
Who's Fallen like?
It was...
That's who have fighted.
No.
He doesn't take off the card and he's the Fallen.
No, there's like a serious answer. You're going to feel bad now.
Yeah.
Do you remember that shooting in Jacksonville? The proceeds are going
to... Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. I think it was at an esports tournament or something.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
so
they're doing it in Jacksonville for like half the ticket money is going to go to like gun crime.
God, that's really nice, that.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
I should get like the full list of stuff. I'm sort of taking the bit. Well, I'm very sorry. I've never known that
one
set up.
It's all right.
Road Dogg stepping down for that joke I just made. And that's interesting. Mm. Any reason why?
Apparently he was just fed up with Vince McMahon, just like taking his SmackDown scripts and going... No, for the third time in this podcast story.
But Road Dogg of everyone should know that
that's,
you know,
what happens.
That's a good thing.
That's what you signed up for.
Yeah,
that's what Brucey Pritchard always says. Mm. Brucey Pritchard, 1, 2, 3, ba 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 ba.
Do. Yeah, it's weird because Road Dogg used to get a lot of crap when SmackDown was bad, but now it's good. Now he's left. All right, whatever.
To be fair, he was still there when it was getting good and beating like handsomely trashing Raw every week.
Yeah.
So. I feel he gets a bad rap just because he said that thing on Twitter once, innit? He just keeps going for it. And it's like, no, you're wrong, pal.
Mm.
Yeah. You're definitely wrong on that one.
You can't respond to everybody on Twitter unless you're Brian Zane, which you just do it every time. Boy arrested for RKOing crocodile.
Right.
Well, this has got to be the last news story of the frigging thing because someone's got to top this.
A little while ago, we did a news story on, it was via the Miami Herald, I believe, right? There's a schoolboy in Miami who, a video went up of him trying to RKO his head teacher at school. And getting arrested for it, right?
Trying.
Yeah, now, you think from that...
Oh, did the teacher be Mark Henry? Come on.
No. You think from just that title that he took a run up down the corridor, yanked him down by the neck, he walks up to him and goes, RKO and barely touches him with one hand, and the principal just goes, come here, and just like pushes him against a wall, and the kid got arrested.
It's of course he did, yeah.
America.
Good for the principal.
No, no.
Job's worth.
He should have. No, he should have.
A kid puts his hands on you and you'd be like, oh.
He put his hands on him. It was absolutely.
The teacher should have taken the bump on his knees like Kane. We on about?
He did. He barely touches him. He goes, RKO.
Barely touching him is the same as touching him.
Are you joking? Right, I'm really annoyed.
Principal's got to like establish authority on the kids at schools.
Yeah, he should have got a detention.
He should have just laughed it off.
He should have got
Jobsworth, bastard.
If he'd given him a detention for messing up.
All right, maybe you're okay, calling the police and getting arrested is too much.
Trying to press charges.
They'll be like, oh, the poor guy. I'm like, well.
So anyway, the kids.
Give it RKO your teacher.
So anyway, now the kid's also been arrested again for RKO and a fake alligator shopping center.
He's a serial RKO.
This kid's got problems.
It's so good. It's so good.
But the thing is, the crocodile one happened before the teacher one. So he's done this crocodile. So he's gone to the shopping centre.
Wait a minute, did the alligator call the police?
It's like making a murderer. Different things come out at different times. I can't believe it.
Cut Whitley's got a computer full of crocodile porn.
So what was on the computer? I don't know what to talk about, dude.
He's there from Miami. Oh, is that a reference to something?
Sorry, that was the McCann documentary. Almost award-winning documentary.
Oh, I've not watched it. Apparently it goes on a bit.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be
about.
As long as it is.
Is that why I didn't get into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, probably. Because people think McCann's and don't always laugh like me. But on to a serious news story. So, yeah, so... Wait, okay. Boy arrested for arguing... So it was a fake crocodile, I take it.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah.
All right.
In a shopping centre.
You see him. He's got his top off. He just chucks it, like, and then jumps down. Does a bit of an elbow drop into this, like, indoor, like, pond in the shopping centre. And then RKOs it. And pins it.
See, this is the problem of, like, social media now. I'm pretty sure I've done a lot of dumb stuff as a kid.
Right.
None of it's online.
Right. That's what you're saying.
None of it's there.
We were saying before, you just do it, just don't get caught.
Or film it, or like contact the Miami Herald beforehand so a news team comes down to see it.
How can like Avril Lavigne and her band get away with that in like the video for Complicated? They commit so many felonies in that shopping centre, right?
I love that bit where she gives a chokeslam to an alligator.
No, but they like, did they run around the escalators and that? Hee hee hee. Well, chill out. What are you yelling for? You know?
Yeah, no, I get you.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I don't get you.
You don't like
Complicated? No, you don't like Complicated. Come on.
Hey, you all dance tea. Complicated is just like...
Boyfriend. That's a step down from Complicated.
Yeah, Complicated is the best. Yeah, it's the best way.
Nah, Skater Boy up here.
Let's go deeper. I Miss You. Fantastic ballad.
It's a bit emo.
I don't even know that one.
What's the other one?
Was that Avril Lavigne 1 or Avril Lavigne 2?
Is that it? Oh, yeah.
So Much For My Happy Ending. There's another one.
So Much For My Happy... I don't know why I did Tom DeLonge there, but yeah.
I don't even know who that
this
is.
This was after she died, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Replaced.
This was solid Avril Lavigne, not liquid Avril Lavigne.
This was like... Yeah, this was brunette Avril Lavigne. Who wasn't married to the guy from Nickelback.
Yeah. Oh, I have been following the new era of...
Of Avril.
Yeah, the HD era of Avril. This is a great wrestling podcast. We'll move on to wrestling right now.
I think everyone would like us to talk more about Avril.
Everybody get excited for the Cultaholic Hall of Fame.
Now it's time for everyone's favourite segment, the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes.
Yeah!
And in descending order, which is last place first, Tama Tonga, my vote, 39 votes.
Oh, last place got 39. That's pretty...
Got a lot of votes this week.
Yeah. Strong week.
Blind Orton,
Oh yeah, when he shielded his eyes from the
lights. Right. 43 votes. Oh. But can you believe it? Who'd have thunk it? It happened. Dash Wilder punching out.
Oh yes.
Little Bret Hart attacker. 87 votes. The winner.
Get in.
As always.
Shock. To be fair, there was only ever going to be one winner when you get Dash Wilder in the mix.
That's it, but like. I mean, we feel, I don't know how the golfers who played against Tiger Woods feel. Like, we're never going to beat him, but let's see who comes second. So, and you won this week. So this week, technically. So what's your pick for next week?
Avril Lavigne.
Damn it, I was literally going to. Oh, man.
Oh, no, but he could do Avril Lavigne 1.
Fine, I'll do Avril Lavigne, like Complicated Skater Boy era. Oh, up until about 2006, that's where I cut off.
Are you even going to say anything then?
I have to think of a different one. I don't want to put in...
The clone.
Blonde Avril Lavigne.
Until she was brutally murdered.
Yeah.
Because there's so many banger after banger after banger, Matthew, great. In that era.
It's great.
I think we just named all of them, didn't we?
I think so. Let us know if you missed any in the comments below.
But you get Hey, You, don't you?
It's a damn cold night. That one is
all the time. Oh, yes.
Is it, I don't know who you are. I'm with you.
I'm with you.
I'm with you.
I don't know who you are, but I'm with you.
Yeah. No.
And then she
what's
gets,
this Lana on Snapchat?
Then she gets to a bit.
It wasn't her.
She got hacked, aye. But she gets a bit end of that song when she lets out one of the most amazing yous in the history of music.
Yeah, she's great.
It has so many different parts.
Quickly followed by Soldier Boy, run the...
What?
You!
Oh, it's been a long time since I've heard that one.
Oh, I love a bit of Soldier Boy. Yes.
Aye, but this one's like, yo!
Soldier Boy.
Oh, so white.
That was
so
my,
I was going to say, I think his stock just went down over 1%.
That was my, like, high school prom. That was the tune. That was the hip-hop and the tune at the time.
Boy. Wow.
Soldier Boy. I'll never forget.
Imagine.
Ross is from Morbeth.
Right, just imagine. I don't know what.
They all get their big lighters out. A
few hundred people, I guess. I don't know how many people in my school. Yeah.
Oh, but I feel sick.
On the dance floor in this bar, right? I don't know what bar. It was in St. James's Park. Doing that thing, like all in unison. Do you remember that song that came out like a few years before at the bloody cha-cha slide?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we had that slide. Everyone, to the right.
Yeah.
Slide to the left.
So imagine
crisscross. Crisscross.
Yes.
Cha-cha real slow. No one knows what to do.
I had that.
But imagine that formation, but with Soldier Boy. It was quite a sight to see.
We, honestly.
I'm pretty all
right, I remember we went on a school trip once to Jarrah Fire Station, right? Well, you know, when you're in primary school, you go to the fire station, you learn how fire safety works and all
that. This is the
horse. But there was also, oh no, was it the fire station trip? It was some sort of trip where we were learning about, maybe it was to the police or something. Learning about one of the emergency services, right?
Police were like, different RKO your teacher. And
one of them was about the dangers of like, basically like stranger danger type stuff, right? Oh, yeah, yeah. So there's a class of us, but we got split into little groups to be taken around this place. And there was like 10 of us in this one group. And they're like, right, everyone line up, we're going to do the cha-cha slide. And we're all just like, so they're doing the cha-cha slide, right, little kids. And then two girls come in, our age, but it's obvious because we're all in uniforms and they're not, that these are not part of our group and we've never met them before. They start going around going like, do you want a smit or do you want a sweet? And they've got like smints or something, or like Tic Tacs in their hand. And you're like, and the point is, you've got to be like, no, stranger danger, don't take the drug. But that's my memory of the cha-cha slide, just these two random lasses. Like, and they expected like us to, they worked us basically.
What? See, that was bugged me when you grow up because near drug dealers like, hey, do you want some? They're like, yeah, can I have some money, please?
I wouldn't know, Matthew.
Oh. Well, that policeman did his job, didn't he?
Well, transactions are always swift, aren't they, in that sort of game?
What drug dealers offering drugs to the cha-cha slide? Slide, can I have you? Slide, no, come back. Charlie Brown, dude. No one knows what they need.
Pass it over mid-slide.
Come back with me, change. Slide the left. Okay, so you get bad Avril Lavigne. Oh, do you want the cha-cha slide?
I'm going to go for early Pink.
Yeah. Oh, well, don't let me get me, Ira.
You Don't Let Me Get Me is my favourite Pink, so it's class. Ooh,
that. Big
it's
song, that.
Just Like a Pill that you've been offered during the Charger slide.
That you do not take.
Is that what is that about ecstasy, is it? That song.
The Charger slide?
No,
she's like a pill. She's comparing...
That's about LSD, no, that.
She's comparing a boyfriend or whatever, a bad partner, to drugs. Or to like, instead of making me better, you keep making me ill.
Yeah.
Probably like...
I thought it was about a guy, yeah.
Probably like meds. I don't know. Early Pink.
Oh, see, I prefer Stupid Girl.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's not my vote. I'm just voicing my opinion.
She seems like a fantastic woman.
Fantastic woman?
She seems like a fantastic woman. Very talented.
Just didn't compare it to Britney Spears, man. She's not like that. She's different.
That's completely different.
Yeah.
Right.
It's one of the lyrics in the song.
Lyrics from the song.
Jesus Christ.
She's so pretty. That just ain't me. Yeah. Boom. Yeah.
I ain't Britney. Boom, boom.
Is that from... Oh, God, she's always taking shots at Britney, isn't she? You nominate Britney. Just have a big...
Nah, because we're like, I am going to bring this wrestling podcast back on track. This is my job. Kid Like Us.
Oh, yeah, very fair.
Bless him. Yeah, to completely ruin the mood of all this. It's like, now the serious face. Kid Like Us, bless him, is apparently retiring. I don't know what that means in wrestling, but it might be serious for him because... His friggin' body's had more hits than Pink and Avril put together, bless him.
Yeah.
And so he's hanging up his mask at the age of 22.
Oh, is he that young?
Yeah.
Jesus.
That is very young, isn't it?
That's really sad.
So.
Hopefully he can still be involved in wrestling. Because Sam was saying off camera, like, he's funny when he's in CCK and that, isn't he? Like, especially healing it up.
Yeah.
So maybe he could, like, be a manager. So hopefully he could still be involved in wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, he did Kid Smallman. He's doing progress in the suit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I have to fix the mask. It's like, for you, like Kenny from South Park. But once I get outside, I'll be all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, had so many great matches with Aussie Open,
yeah.
Grizzled Young Vets, when they beat British Strong Style for the titles at Progress. So yeah. At least it's got a lot of, it's got a legacy to leave behind. It's not like, ah, oh, I had a bunch of crap matches. Nah, they were all mint with Brooks.
And he was really unique. I can't think of anyone else in the UK who did the mask thing like him. You know what I mean? Like he looked.
Aguero, you mean?
Or? No, but like you could look at Lycos and be like, that's Kid Lycos straight away.
Crater.
Crater is one, yes, to be fair, very similar. Also, just a really nice lad as well. Like, I've met him twice, I think, both times. Really lovely. Really nice guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Oh, well. So, on that crap.
Oh, well, crap,
upsetting
now,
way to end the Hall of
if
Fame.
If Pink or Avril wins now, then it's their then it's terrible and it's their fault.
Yeah.
Someone's at the door.
Someone's at the door. Oh.
So, please cast your votes to the Hall of Fame. You can have a pick.
Avril Lavigne.
In brackets.
Up till about 2006.
There you go.
When so, she was killed.
Version one.
Pink post R&B era, because she started off as like an R&B singer, sort of weird, but
before,
but just before started. Party started, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Like
so, I'm going like, yeah, like no, that was more like the prototype Pink. So this
Pink
is more like John.
Pink
this is more
like Sons of Liberty.
This is more like Pink of Thuganomics. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. or
Kid Lycos, a wrestler,
an actual wrestler,
a wrestler
who probably does listen to Pink. And or Avril Lavigne.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. He might be too young.
Oh, God, you're right.
Yeah.
Dreadful. Oh, yeah, 22.
He'll know Avril Lavigne as like, oh, the lass who's married to Chad Kroeger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a sad
the lass
boy,
who did
it?
Hello Kitty. That song was absolutely disgusting.
Hello Kitty. Oh, heard no, that's not called? Hey, Hey, You, You.
No, but... no, it's like...
Wow.
It was like that.
What a great song.
Yeah, it was I couldn't remember any of the words.
See, I remember Hey Hey You You when the other man, Now Dog, did that. It got, either got hacked or was April Fool's, where all the pages of the website got changed to the like a dancing pony. It was just Hey Hey You You.
I just remembered that she plays the girlfriend and herself in that music video as well. Wow. That's blown my mind that. Avril's got to win. No, Lycos has got to win. We're talking about.
So if you'd like to vote for any of these prestigious things for the oh, it's not there anymore. Hall of Fame that we'll put on screen. Please go to patreon.com/cultaholic and give us your votes and money.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Raw and SmackDown recap.
And
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
As we move even further away from wrestling to Raw, which I believe was Avril Lavigne's first album, a major release with EMI. The Miz confronted Shane McMahon.
Miz has been drafted every single time since 2016.
That's how he stays so fresh.
Every single time.
They just, the other brand always sees him doing good work on the other brand and goes, fancy a bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was making the calls this time around then? Like, who was picking the superstars to get drafted? I thought they would have brought back the randomizer thing. I like the randomizer thing.
But yeah, you're right, because they were surprised when Miz showed up. But they're the ones running the brands.
Right.
We'll get on to SmackDown later, though. And yeah. Vince is like, here is my announced biggest acquisition ever, Elias.
But who's acquired him? Yeah.
And then Roman's like, no, I'm here now, so I guess I am. Yeah. But Vince is like, no, I made the announcement to make the announcement. It's Elias. No, it's not. It's
wait a minute. Yeah, it's real. Wait, the board of directors are back. God, I love the movie. So yeah, Miz came out, managed to bleed.
Meh.
Oh my God. Shane needs to stop punching people in the head. Genuinely.
I said this on my video this week, and apparently was Miz caught himself in the face with a chair.
Oh,
which I refuse to believe, because it's Shane McMahon.
Well said,
Ross. He was twatting him in the head.
Yeah.
Like, proper, in the head.
He was actually punching
twatting him. Twat!
So what? Someone from Poland came up to Newcastle to hang out with us, basically, and sponge other people like Naz, and he was talking about how much he likes you, because apparently you did, like, what, a four-minute or six-minute rant? Like an 8-minute video about Shane McMahon.
Oh, yeah, I do it all the time.
Jameis is every video.
I've recently got closure. Because, like, for so long he was booked as this babyface, but he was being the biggest heel ever. But now he's a heel. It all makes sense. The crap punches, everything, it just makes sense. Yeah. I've got closure.
Yeah.
I feel so refreshed. But the weight is off my shoulders in life.
It was just so cool to see somebody be like, oh, I love Ross. Like, his Citizen Kane was there. His Live at Melbourne was the friggin' 6-minute tirade on Shane McMahon. It was just like, oh, so beautiful. NXT Tag Team Champions, there was here. The Viking Experience.
The Viking Experience. Get in there.
Because when people wrestle them, they won't be having a wrestling experience. They'll be having a Viking experience.
That's exactly what they're going to say backstage on the mic.
Because I'm just waiting for when Michael Cole goes. And now it's the... Oh, I don't know.
Viking time.
I hate wrestlers, right?
Welcome to the Viking experience, guys.
Are you ready to get raped and pillaged?
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, Christ.
This is a man in the bed. God damn it, Cole. Don't say that. It's horrible.
I hate wrestlers, right? Old wrestlers.
I hope someone cuts that out.
Yeah, we can, if you want to, yeah.
No, not even that. I mean, you saying I hate wrestlers. That's going to be on Diddlers of Colourholic or whatever.
Right, there can be a cup. Right, okay. I don't know if we want to keep it in or whatever.
That's what Vikings did.
I know they do. But you can't say that. You can't say the R word. You can't.
What, wrestling?
That's right.
All right, sorry, Vince.
I'll start again, sorry.
Sorry.
Right.
I think you should stay in.
Yeah, fair enough. I actually hate wrestlers, right? Old wrestlers. Because this has happened, right?
Glad you got off your chair.
And the Viking Experience, right? As soon as it happened on Raw, Twitter just lit up. Everyone was just... As Brandon Stroud said, everyone was collectively dunking on this name change, right? And I was just like, it was hilarious. I feel bad for them, for the lads themselves. But then you've got... I can't remember who it was. Was it Road Dogg? Someone came out on Twitter and went
Foley
like...
Foley and Road Dogg went back and forth, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy that runs Foley's... Facebook account was not happy with the fans.
They were all like, well, you never... Like, Foley was like, oh, well, I don't think that Mankind would have got over in the age of social media, but everyone forgets that. I'm just like, no, like, can you not just leave us alone for once? Because we're the fans. We tell you what's good or not.
Yeah. Right? We make videos criticising you. You don't do it to us.
I didn't mean we as...
Our lives are fulfilled, for Christ's sake, Sami Zayn. I'm not pathetic, man, Sami.
We live vicariously through you guys. Don't do it the way around.
I didn't mean us as in Cultaholic. I meant wrestling fans, right? Why are we so? Why do we get like attacked every time we say something's bad, and the wrestlers go, I think you'll find it's not bad actually, it's good, so shut up. What other medium of entertainment does that? The Viking Experience is a crap name and you should be ashamed. Anyway.
I like that you've like, it's no longer the melts, it's the, oh, Brandon Stroud said this. Like, he's the, only hipsters read the Wrestling Observer live.
That rant, and that's what you took away from it, yeah. Brandon Stroud.
But people were quick to point out, probably people like Brandon Stroud would point out, like, Mankind got his name changed from Mankind the Mutilator.
It was...
Oh, not Mankind the Mutilator, it was, sorry. It was...
Was it Morris? Isn't it?
Something with
them. Oh, Mason.
Mason the Mutilator. And again, so Mason the Mutilator came out. There's no way he's getting a King Ring 98.
No.
He was throwing himself at the cell in front on a house show. And Austin was going to be Chili McFries at one point. So, yeah, it's like, you're allowed to... whatever. But it is weird the hate people have, because... You can just say, oh, fans think this, because every fan has a Twitter. So there's good fans and there's bad fans.
Yeah, true.
So if you think about all of them, your head's going to spin. And I did
I was thinking, though, do you reckon they just went along with it and just said, yeah, that's all right, that?
Well, the lad.
Hello, Cody.
Eric and Ivar.
That's what I mean, because for so long, this walking on eggshells backstage has been a big narrative pushed from WWE. But now, surely it's changing. And they could have just gone, it's crap, this.
It was a Vince idea, though, directly from Vince.
Yeah.
Well, it cannot walk on eggshells because it's also walking on eggshells. And Sasha Banks, who's on the floor, complaining. sorry, Sasha. Sorry.
Also, but, annoyingly.
And also, I'll get this out. Wrestling Val Context. That's right. Got the Twitter name right. Called.
We're shouting out our favourite Twitter accounts, are we?
Yeah, we are. Rename them the Pillage People. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Oh god! But the annoying thing as well is that they didn't even bring up. I hate the disconnect between NXT and WWE. Like,
I saw a
Reddit comment on Squared Circle that was like, "Does Vince realize that he also owns NXT? Like, he doesn't have to change the names and he doesn't have to cut off the storylines and stuff." They came up without their belts, and it's just like, well, why not have the NXT belts with them?
Yeah, show them off a bit.
Yeah, because I don't read NXT spoilers, so I was kind of like, oh, they don't have the tag titles with them. I'm like, oh well, cheers.
They were on last night, weren't they? On last night's episode?
No, they were there, but
they were there.
They didn't do out.
I've not seen it yet.
They are still chumming.
But obviously they pre-taped, so.
Yeah.
That's the biggest issue for me, though, like the disconnect between NXT and the main roster still when this is the third brand, apparently, that they keep saying. Just a load of bollocks.
What was even weirder was they had these guys come out and they had the Raw font or Chiron, whatever you want to call it. But then they didn't say, oh, they haven't left. Possibly. I'm like, well, they've got the friggin' thing. And then it was never mentioned again if where they were going.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's just, they were just appearing. So that bothered me more. On the Superstar Shake Up, they had the Viking Experience come out. Do not and say, all right, they will look really cool. All right, back to NXT.
Also, the heels on the main roster.
Yeah.
And the faces in NXT. Because they were on the heel side of this 8-man.
Were they?
Yeah, they were with
the I don't think about that too much. People are just cheering for them anyway because they're amazing looking. And the crowd here and SmackDown were great.
Oh, the crowd were class. Except for Bayley.
We'll get to that.
Oh my god!
Apparently, there's a reason that Montreal just hate her. I said in my videos this week, I was like, "Why did she get that reaction?" Just all the comments saying, "Oh, it's Montreal. It's what they do," but nobody actually said why. So if you can let me know why, we'll unravel this mystery a bit further.
Well, kind of just had that Bizarro Land thing going for a while.
Thank God they didn't say that.
Yeah,
they didn't say it this week.
They cheer who they boo and boo who they. There was a sign in the crowd that said, "I boo who I normally boo for."
That was nice. But I mean, back to this. Yeah, it was the best match involving the Raw Tag Team Champions getting pinned since last time.
Oh,
Andrade defeated IC Champion Finn Balor.
Yeah. Balor put in a shift this week on both shows. Fair play to him.
Did I? And again, the champion taking the pin.
I didn't mind this one. Yeah, normally I'm like, oh, the champion shouldn't lose too often in non-title stuff. But I didn't mind too much because I think that it was important for Andrade to look strong at the start.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going for. And
they split him and Charlotte up, though.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were the only couple to get split up on the...
Oh. But in doing so, Vega and Aleister Black are now together.
There you go. Every cloud has a silver lining. And moody lining.
And they're married as well, so...
Yeah, that's better, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I was upset. I was like, oh, so we're not going to get the Andrade Ray match then. Big blow off. Oh,
yeah, true.
But wait, Ray Mysterio showed up. Yeah, Ray Mysterio showed up. Yay. And then Lars Sullivan beat him up.
Yes. The legend killer.
Yeah.
He's on one.
Yeah,
I'm quite enjoying this Lars Sullivan stuff, to be fair. Pleased to see him. There's one point in Corey Graves, I can't remember which show it was on, and he goes, look at that skull. Just like his massive skull.
Corey likes his big head.
Well, he would not. Last one. The Usos defeated Bobby Roode and Chad Gable. And those
Kevin
of you with eyes may have noticed that they gave away who it was before anyone else. And you can even hear the crowd go, on the screen.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels just goes, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I didn't realize that the live crowd could also see it. But apparently so. Like, it was on the screen.
I didn't think they could either until the groan kicked in.
I didn't hear the groan.
And then Chad, that's how the backs the thing, and they were like, well, we're open challenge to whoever. All right, is it?
Oh, dear.
They were like, my God, the Usos. probably good for the Usos to change brands because they've... What's up?
I'll do it next week for the Hall of Fame. I had a Hall of Fame pick involving tag teams, but I'll do it next week. I've just remembered there because we're talking about tag teams. Carry on, sorry.
The tag team of Pink and Avril. good for the Usos because they've been great on SmackDown, but they have been treading water with the exact same opponents.
Yeah.
They might win the tag titles in 2 seconds, which shouldn't be technically possible, but I think they'll manage it given the Raw roster.
Say what, the Usos versus the Viking Experience is going to be a hell of a match if it happens.
It will be if the Viking Experience are actually gone to Raw.
Well, I think they have.
They are. Yeah, they are.
They have.
They're officially listed on WWE.com.
Oh, are they? Oh, yeah. So, normally they did the big graphic, like, look who's gone, and they weren't there. So, I'm like,
oh, did that come on after they appeared?
Yeah.
Oh, I never noticed that.
Yeah, it was way after. So, I was like, they were just there.
The one where Eric Young was just there. And also, Eric Young, like Joseph Connors.
Someone said, was that a mistake? And they meant to put, like, EC3 on and just forgot what he looked like. And I was like, oh. And I went, how dare you besmirch EC3? And then EC3 got a hammer to sand.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he got pillaged.
I hope we find out one day, like, what he's done. He's done something horrible.
It's probably just for being Mr. TNA. You know what I mean?
Do you reckon?
Maybe.
Yeah, we signed you just to mess with TNA. You know that, right? He says, oh, I know now. My bad.
Do you know when he beat Ambrose that week, randomly?
Who's Ambrose?
I was looking, like, I think a couple of weeks ago, he had 6 televised matches and he won 3, lost 3. I didn't realise that. I thought he just got hammered every single time.
It was like it, didn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Alexa Bliss went, your cock's massive, Ethan? Yeah. That was great, that.
That was it. Like, look, you're going to lose half your matches, but you got to miss... In kayfabe, you got a massive dick.
Like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
No, it's Terry below, isn't it?
No, Hulk Hogan's got
a
massive
Hulk Hogan
dick.
Got the massive dick.
Yeah.
Terry's are smaller.
Smaller than 11 inches.
We'll give him a ring after this. Sami Zayn appeared on A Moment of Bliss and let the crowd go, oh, yeah, wee-wee, super play. And then they were like, and then he went, nah, you're all right. And you knew it was coming, and the crowd like, nah, I'll go play along.
Mm. He's really good at the minute.
Yep.
I don't know, I'm not too sure about the material they're giving him. I feel like it's a bit inconsistent week on week, because last week he just went, oh, I can't be bothered to talk to you. And this week he's going, it feels a little bit similar to Ambrose when they just couldn't pin down exactly what they wanted him to do as a heel. But Sami Zayn's incredible at taking material and just improving it, like he did in the Lashley feud that was just dreadful.
Oh, God.
But he did...
But he did his absolute best, didn't he?
And I think now that he's got slightly better material, it's coming across really, really well. Nice. And the hot crowd and everything.
Interesting bit. I think Mark Henry was backstage last week when he did his long promo, his return promo, and said it wasn't written for him.
Well,
they just sent him out there and said, say how you feel, Sammy.
Oh, well, that's even more impressive.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It was how you feel. And then Luke Harper was like, can I get out as well?
I felt like this week was more like Elias than Sami Zayn. Like, Elias is sort of like, you know, cheap Heatington. Easy stuff.
It was cheap heat done very well.
Mm.
Expensive heat.
Yeah.
Bailey and new tag partner Naomi. It's a fan backstage.
Yeah.
She probably had to step out with Sasha Banks, probably really awkward. Defeated the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, the Iconics. Probably caused Sasha Banks to further stay on the floor and go, all right. Yeah, well, that did not mean much anyway.
That
so
happened, yeah. I don't know what to say about it.
Braun Strowman chokes that. Yeah, we've done that. Raw and SmackDown Women's Champion Becky Lynch defeated Ruby Riott.
Mm.
Yep. I think it's the Riott squad's place right now.
Little did we know that was the last night they were all going to be together.
Oh, yeah.
Liv got shifted. One of the quiet ones on SmackDown. Not good enough for TV.
So
why did they do that? I don't understand.
Because it's 3 hours. I mean, got to fill it somehow with. Oh, yeah. Lacey Evans challenged Lynch to a Raw women's title match.
I don't mind. No, I don't mind it. You know?
Oh, no.
I like a cadence, me. It's very different to anything we've heard from before, I think.
Hey, y'all.
Southern...
She's got a classy Southern accent, though. It's not like a trailer park trash.
No.
Bag. Yeah, you know what? Probably a lot of Southern Americans going, finally, respectability.
Sat on their porch, rocking.
Yeehaw!
No, bang. I mean, like the classy one, Southern hospitality.
Sorry. How dare we stereotype? Wait, where's the big map?
The point I was making there, doesn't feel like her promos are like written for her because she uses like little words like honey and stuff to make it flow together.
Right.
That's the analysis.
Yeah, they're like, can you southern this up a bit? Can you add some grit? And yeah, she defeated Natalya to earn a Raw Women's Championship opportunity.
I've just remembered once, I'm sorry. At WCBW once, I had to read out a note that was written by the GM, Martin Kirby. But actually, I can't remember who wrote it, but it wasn't a Northern person. And I had to edit it to make it like sound authentic because it was more like, I'm right, bastard, sick of this. And I was like, well, Kirby just doesn't sound like that. So no. Yeah.
Did he even write in the E's?
Bye, Eck. Oh.
Look, love. Yeah, at least you haven't seen Natalya.
Why didn't Natalya have to come out and go, I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be?
In Montreal.
Yeah.
Canada.
Because the crowd's like, yeah. Like, no, you're not.
Yeah, it's just somebody else, isn't it?
The crowd didn't like Natalya.
Like, you know, in the old UFCs, fighters used to get like big text on the back, like Caesar's Palace or whatever.
Right.
That's what Natalya is, but like the WWE Network also contains the Hart Foundation and Bret Hart matches. That's all she is. She's just a walking advert for old content.
Bless her.
Yeah, nice person.
Seems like a nice woman, but when she appears on TV, I just don't understand.
She is Bret Hart's puppet.
Thing is, they can make...
Karen.
They can make Charlotte distinct from her dad. Why can't they do the same with Natalya?
Yeah, sometimes they go 5 minutes without mentioning Ric Flair. You're right. And Universal Champion Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and the gay experience, ! AJ Styles.
He went there.
Defeated, he said it, defeated Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, and Bobby Lashley. Wow, how did they possibly beat this Saturday morning cartoon collection of villains?
It was kind of house showy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I mean, it was like the Rob Superstar Shaker. Yeah. The importance was AJ Styles is out. He's the new guy to replace. Well, Roman Reigns. Yeah. Let's get that ahead.
I loved it when Kurt Angle was in the Shield that time.
I was just thinking, it says the Shield's like last ride or whatever.
The
network. And you go, wait a minute. Jason Jordan is presumably dead. Kurt Angle is retired. And Triple H, that one house show, is also not wrestling anymore. As far as I know. Oh, no, wait, no. Batista.
They're going to kill Dean Ambrose on Sunday.
Yeah.
The Shield's going to turn on him, shoot on him. Brothers, I just hate that though. Fastlane was the last match ever. We had Dean's last match ever on Raw last week or the week before, and now they're having one more.
Oh, just I thought this was a documentary.
No, it's a live event.
Yeah,
is it
the Shield's last ride?
I'm sure it's just like a live event, and they're gonna have.
Because I thought we had Dean Ambrose's last match. Oh, I didn't know.
I'll find the card. The card's not very complete at all. So just talk amongst yourselves.
Breaking news here, Edgar.
Keep lying to her. I just don't know how to go.
I can't unlock my phone. I've done it. It's all right. I'm struggling.
It's going to be hot.
We'll carry on, shall we? As riveting content. SmackDown. The New Day anointed a new honorary group member on the Kevin Owens show.
This was class.
By God, it's Kevin Owens.
Fantastic.
I thought I liked it.
You reminded me so much of Mae Young when he was thrusting, though. He's got that same sort of, ooh, that Mae Young used to have back in the day. Sorry, I had to do that.
Cheers. And obviously, Vince McMahon announced.
Wait, there's more talk about this Kevin Owens thing.
Oh, God, please do.
I'd like to elaborate on it. I like the backstage bit where he had to eat all the pancakes. That was funny.
Heel Kevin Owens doesn't like pancakes and breakfast food, but babyface Kevin Owens does. Yeah. That's the difference there.
And someone pointed out, like, hang on, Kevin Owens is a large, athletic person. He knows what a pancake is. And someone pointed out, he'll know none of those crepes.
It was nice. I liked the tension because it's Kevin Owens, so all the way through I was like, when's he gonna smack him?
Right.
He's just a nice man now.
Yeah, because it was like he came back and he sort of was a bad guy because Vince McMahon replaced him and he was just like, are you waiting for it? Has that been yet? Okay.
I'm still waiting for it to happen though.
All right. Vince McMahon obviously hyped up that there was the biggest signing ever, biggest thing to hit SmackDown, and obviously Finn Balor came out with his massive Intercontinental title and defeated Ali, who I'd forgotten about. It's been a busy few weeks and he's just a dude. And surprisingly, the IC champion won a match.
Yeah, but Ali looked class in it.
He did. Yeah, that was a good match.
He's really, really good.
Right. Charlotte Flair defeated Carmella.
What did she say? Here we are again for or something. Tables turn now. I was like...
Because that's when she cast in, didn't she, Carmella, last year on Charlotte?
Was Charlotte cashing in something?
I don't know.
I didn't really get it. But fair enough.
She was on top, I guess.
Yeah. And I like it's a little sprinkle of character, isn't it? Mm. I suppose. Fair enough.
I think Charlotte likes to shout things in matches, and some of them make sense, some of them don't.
Not like Drew McIntyre. That's right. The one thing I don't like about Drew, is just how much he shouts at somebody in a match. You're not worth it anymore! Yeah. I don't like you!
Here's the plot of the match! And you can't hear him saying it because the commentators are telling the plot of the match. And, you know, Charlotte just shouts, you know, in perfect Scottish, you know, my dad's Rick.
At the start, she just goes, I hate Canada. I really hate Canada.
By the way, in case you were thinking of cheering me, you'd be like, no, you're all right.
When Charlotte shouts, it's just her shouting voice. She sounds so drunk. I hate Canada.
Like, I hate you guys. It's like, don't worry, let that ship sail. You're not getting cheered. Lars Sullivan then attacked R-Truth.
The legend killer continues. NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
Exactly.
So he's attacked Kurt, the Hardys,
Ray,
and former NWA World Heavyweight Champion Ron Killing. So that's fair enough. Yeah.
just can't handle the truth. Paige revealed SmackDown Live's newest tag team.
I got there.
Thank you. Asuka and Kairi Sane.
He beat your bar truth.
Kairi Sane. Kairi. I'm getting the pronunciation correct. Kairi. Probably not. Kairi Sane.
Kairi
Sane. Oh, my God, I got it right.
Kairi Hojo, if you want to.
Someone put
indie
a bloody
name.
Thing on on Twitter this week. It was like, it's the anime experience with those two on there.
Because all the people of different nationalities are going to stick together.
Yeah, why did they have to pay? Yeah, but you know what? She's on the main roster.
And that's the important
thing. At least she kept all of her things.
Yeah.
Yes. And big ass elbow.
And there's time for her to get in a title match by WrestleMania 36 in that pirate ship.
Exactly.
Really want that.
That's it. The hype starts now.
Yeah.
Nice to see Paige as well. Unfired unjustly just because Baron Corbin wasn't very good at his job in the kayfabe sense.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And Shane.
She's going to get sacked for that as well.
Shane was like, sorry, Paige, you've been classed, but we're the authority now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're not. They're the fans of the authority. We're. Yeah.
The surrogate mothers.
Yeah. I'll do have the card, by the way, for the Shield's final chapter.
Oh, card, please. I'm on the edge of my seat.
So we've got the Shield versus to be announced in a six-man tag.
I reckon
okay,
it will
let
be.
Okay, go on.
Go on.
Drew McIntyre. Baron Corbin. And maybe Bobby Lashley. Maybe.
And then Finn Balor versus to be announced also. Those are the two matches that are on the thing.
Baron Corbin. yeah, and of note here, Bayley just got booed. I don't know. I was like, oh, maybe it's because she says, I'm on my own now. Not about, you know, Sasha. But no, they started booing her as she came out.
Yeah.
As she existed, they booed her.
Unless Montreal's just like the biggest Ember Moon fans ever. And they're right. Like, oh, you kind of come out now.
But, I feel bad for her. Because in the UK, she's really over. Everyone, hey Bayley, ooh, ah.
I wanna know. Yeah.
And when
slide to the left.
And when she's in the UK, you can tell that when she's cutting promos and stuff, she feels a lot more comfortable. She's just loving it. And then Bayley's sort of seems like the sort of promo where if it's going badly, she kind of panics a little bit. I would as well, obviously. I'm not saying like.
I think people have been so critical of Bayley's promos because that's her character, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
She's not gonna go, I'm Bayley and I'm the best and I'm gonna wreck your house and I'm
it's
gonna.
It's Bayley, bitch.
I'm gonna smash your pasty. She's supposed to be this, like, this nervous, like, oh, hi, I'm a bit of a fangirl, whatever.
Yeah.
But I can snap and do that. But then everyone's like jumping on her throat because she's not the Bayley warrior.
It didn't help because there was like in the build up to WrestleMania, do you remember when Ronda did a promo and just completely just didn't, like, she just lost it kind of. She just didn't know what she was doing, really. So they sent out Bayley early to cut her off. And Bayley had to improvise, and she was like, that's right, you beat Sasha Banks recently, one half of the boss and her connection, I'm the other half, that's right, Bayley. And there was just a pause, and it was like, oh, God, like, it was really awkward. I feel like...
She's in an improv class. All right, we're walking into a shop, like...
So in this one, it reminded me of that, because Becky was like, do you want a hug or something? And she was like, I'm all right, actually, for the hugs, thank you. I was like, oh, just be a bit cooler. But, you know...
Yeah. I think maybe it's the NXT curse. NXT, that character works, gets time to flesh out, and you get it. On Raw, it's like, who's this crap girl? just, that's how it translates to most people. It's funny because, like, Montreal, it's funny seeing different countries and areas not like certain guys because I'm not sure it's just specifically Montreal or Canada in general. They would hate Shamrock and Goldberg whenever they came out or came up to that area, but they would always cheer Hogan.
Really?
Canada has always cheered Hogan.
WrestleMania 6, brother.
Right? Yeah. I think that's why. But, like, you go, Shamrock's supposed to be the good guys. Always get booed upstairs.
Upstairs.
Yeah, that's what they call it. North Mexico. And what else happened on this amazing SmackDown? Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods, and Kevin Owens defeated Cesaro, Nakamura, and Rusev.
Right.
They call themselves the Bads.
the Bads?
It was just a match. We're expecting Kevin Owens to turn. He didn't.
No, he didn't. He danced and everything.
Yeah, looked good.
Shout out his family in the front row.
They loved him.
Vince is looking on the TV backstage at the match, like them dancing in the ring. Kevin Owens tweets, at Vince McMahon, I hope you dream about this every night for the rest of your life.
And then Mr. McMahon revealed the biggest acquisition in SmackDown Live history. It was Elias. And you're like, oh, okay.
So yeah. It was Elias?
Yeah. And that was the end of the show.
Yep.
Oh, and then Roman Reigns came out.
and punched an old man.
It was old man in the face.
It was weird when he did it in 2015, and it's weirder now because he's older.
It was fantastic though. He flopped down into Elias's arms, and Elias was just creating him like a little baby. When you watch it, because Big Dick Tubbs out there was watching it in slow motion to get a nice screen grab for a thumbnail. Vince's face when the punch is coming down is unbelievable. He might not know what he's saying these days. He's still got it as Vince.
He's gonna punch him so hard he'll start talking sense.
I think Vince is like one of the most underrated wrestlers of all time. Like, he's had some class matches.
Yeah.
Shane.
Hogan.
Flair.
Flair was the alright one, yeah.
Michaels.
I'll give him that.
Do you know what? Vince is a good wrestler. It's the shot of him. Is it the Michaels match where he's like peeking over the apron?
The Hogan match.
Oh, so good.
Evil man.
With the pipe. And on NXT... No, 205 Live.
Stephanie. There's another good one.
Good
when
wrestler.
When Linda threw in the towel. No, a good Vince match.
Oh, yeah, right. When he choked, his daughter out.
Yeah, he's going to kill his daughter with a lead pipe.
I think that was weird because it was the creepiest build to a match you've ever seen. But it was a good match. Yeah. Like, against all odds.
Aye, Linda threw in the towel, ruined it.
She sat up.
I love Vince McMahon.
I'm glad. 205 Live.
Except when he's naming Vikings. No.
The McMahon experience. what else? Oh, Wonnie Larkins had a shave.
Wonnie?
Yeah, good old Wonnie.
Oh, Wonnie and
Sydney. And he looks just like Sam Dingle. I'm not even kidding.
Well, from Emmerdale.
Is he That's right. Is Sam Dingle.
He didn't used to be, but now he's just, it's just his face. It's like, oh.
Because Sam Dingle's very gormless, isn't he?
But I think he puts that on.
What was Big Daddy Dingle called?
Zach
Dingle.
That was
the Bray of the family.
Is he still there?
He is. His beard's white now, so it's like friggin' Santa Claus.
What's the start of the Emmerdale theme tune? Because all I can say... In my head, all I could think was... What's the best sub theme?
Heartbeat.
Heartbeat's a good one.
Brookside is the best sub theme.
I agree with that.
Listen to the Brookside.
Did Brookside get cancelled?
It scarred me as a kid. I remember watching it with my mum, and there was a scene where there was a young man. Must have been a teenager. And he's just in the toilets getting like beaten up by two women.
Oh, Jesus.
That just scarred me when I was a kid.
That is a terrifying image.
Yeah.
He's like, Ryan Satin, I've told you, stop tweeting.
I wonder if Owen knows about Brookside because he's from Liverpool.
Of course he does.
Well, he's young,
he's
though,
from
isn't
Liverpool,
he?
Isn't he?
Yeah, but he's young.
They're brought up on that.
Yeah. It's like when people go to
class in school.
Did you just watch Biker Grove? I'm like, yeah, we did.
Everyone knows someone who's been in Biker Grove. Right.
I don't.
Do you not?
Well, I'm a person. Denton Donald.
Well, yeah.
They're my friends.
I'll watch the episode of Brookside to completely derail this again, where they go, oh, there's a lump there in the garden.
Oh, they find the body in the hand.
What's that? Oh, it's a hood! Saw that episode. It was like, whoa!
Watch out, lad. It's a hand. What are you doing there?
Didn't he appear in ICW? The bald guy. I forget their names.
Oh, yeah.
He appeared in ICW.
And Mike Dallas told the story that they said, don't call me the guy from Brookside. So, all right. Push him out. Please welcome the guy from Brookside.
What else would you call him?
For many Americans, we're not talking about Robbie Brookside, although he is also from Liverpool.
That's where he got the name.
Is it?
It's got to be.
You hear me?
It's got to be.
It's a crime that Owen won't come on camera, because like, I love the Scouse accent. It's hilarious.
Owen's isn't this hot. I live with a proper dirty Scouser at uni. In terms of the accent. He was a nice man. Owen's is quite reserved, quite posh.
Owen's got kind of a milder, calm Scouse.
More like Chester.
Like Michael Owen?
Yeah. No.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah.
So Wonnie Larkin.
Wonnie Larkin looks like another Brookside. Niche UK reference for you Yanks enjoying this. And if there are any Yanks still listening, joke's on you.
This is how we feel watching WWE.
Yeah, exactly. Shove your SNL presenters up your dirty arse.
To be fair, I liked Colin. In the end,
shove one of the SNL presenters up your ass.
Colin's voice is Cody Rhodes' voice. It's so good.
Oh,
and he's actually married going out with or whatever Scarlett Johansson. Yeah, I googled this just to verify.
But he's a good looking man.
Oh, he's not that tier though.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
he's punching there.
Good for him.
I liked Colin and I liked his Cody Rhodes voice.
Like a tripod. It's like,
Braun, you have to calm down. It just sounded like Cody. It was amazing.
Oh. Where are we at? Oh, right, yeah.
Two of five.
NXT stuff happened.
Was that a good match, that 205 live main event? It was only in Cedric. Like right. NXT.
Oh, yeah, that was all right. And, yeah. Oh, NXT UK. They're still doing the tapings from that mammoth When Worlds Collide sesh.
Yeah, so they aired that it was the Cruiserweights versus the UK sort of thing.
Yeah, so
Liguero won a three-way.
Did he?
Yeah, he beat ACH.
Oh, that was a different one.
And, oh, right. So yeah, you're talking about the Harper one. The one where Harper beat Dijak.
No, the other. But how much time did they do, right? No, NXT UK this week was that. Just I mean, the NXT UK. There was also the When Worlds Collide Part 1 and When Worlds Collide Part 2.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Amir Jordan, Kenny Williams won by count out.
Yes.
But they beat the tag champs.
Right.
We're going to get them. Nah, they're not going to win the belts, I don't think.
Do you not think so?
No.
Oh, I think so.
I want them to, but I don't think they're going
to. Oh, that attitude they won't.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I'm happy with them looking good.
They can do the...
Yeah, I was going to say, like, last time we brought them up, oh, getting buried. Like, no, you're going to win the titles. I love you.
We weren't burying you, Amir. Promise.
Yeah.
But he did come over and go, I actually can't do that.
I'm sorry. Sorry for not getting wrestling after all these years. And... did that else happen on NXT? It was just a good
episode. Not really, yeah. It looks like Joe Coffey's getting another push.
Yay!
Yeah. And I guess maybe we'll get him versus Walter once Walter's beaten Pete Dunne again. What happened on Real NXT? Not Real, Real NXT.
Buddy Murphy came back to a Heroes
That's
reception.
Right.
Mm.
That's all I've seen, though.
Yep. And he had a match. Dream and a very good
Oh,
match.
And there was a heartbreaking scene with Kyrie and Io.
Yes.
Did I forget her name?
I wanted someone else to bring it up because I would only mess up the name. Yeah.
I thought that was going to lead to a match between the two, but obviously now Kyrie's been called up.
Mm. Right.
Right. I'm assuming we'll get the match one day on the main roster.
In the pirate ship.
Yes.
Yes.
I want that. Oh, if they don't use the pirate ship, they've got to use the pirate ship. They're doing the ring back.
Shane's jumping off the top of the pirate ship.
Every year at WrestleMania,
though. Shane's going to kick him off.
Do you think they'll bring back Birchall?
No.
Okay.
Crap.
I think they might bring him back.
How about we just get one of the 2,000 wrestlers we have under contract and give him an eye patch?
They might bring back.
Or PCO. Oh, my God.
He would actually jump off the top of that.
Oh, he'd get up.
On the deck.
Oh, he's dead. I'm all right. Two count. Give me Canadian Destroyer. Anyway, yeah, let's end it there because it's a bit down on its arse. So unless there's a new wrestler. Fight Club Pros this weekend.
Oh, yeah. DTTI.
Yeah.
Dream Tag Team Invitational. Mm. Fair enough. They've got quite a stack. Got Ospreys there.
Aye.
Yeah.
Pack.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Fair play.
Let's have a run in our mail bags.
British telly podcast.
And then talk about wrestling. And now, questions from our mail bag.
Mail bag.
Question
That's got a
one.
Good impression of. Impressionist Carl Herbert.
Carl Halbert.
Halbert, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Well done.
Shout out again to Carl. Love giving
Thank
him a
you,
shout
Carl.
Out. Cheers, Carl.
Hello, gents. My name is Eric. Oh.
My name is... Oh, no. Oh, we've ripped on Eric so much.
This week, we all had a good laugh at the name The Viking Experience. I bet yous did. A lot of people also had a good laugh at the name Eric, with a K on the end.
I'm so sorry.
Maybe it sounds silly because we've known him as Roe, but I submit that if we had not known War Machine / War Raiders before now, and they just debuted this Monday, Eric would sound quite fitting given the Viking gimmick.
Right.
My question is, if a wrestler debuted with only your first name, what would be a fitting gimmick for them? Love your work, not salty at all. You are. Sincerely, the Eric Experience, Eric Lowell. Well, you're taking a good spirit.
Cheers, Eric.
I didn't even realise that his name would be changed to Eric until... Because everyone's talking about the freaking Viking experience. Eric's all right.
Michael Evil. Cole. Ricochet gets in the ring and he goes, here comes Eric. I mean Ricochet.
What? Yeah, oh, yeah, I know. That...
what?
Easy mistake to make.
It was a good week for Raw. God.
What?
Here comes Eric.
Ricochet.
I mean Ricochet.
Bro. Twice the size of him, he's covered in tattoos.
He's not even a Viking. So what is the question? If a wrestler debuted with only your first name, so Ross, Jack and Matthew, what would be a fitting gimmick for them? What just on the
Yours would
of
be
first
biblical.
Name? I was going to... Well, thank you. yeah. Follow me and everything is
Yours
all right.
Yours would actually be like Matthew, like a like what? Like a religious cult leader?
We'd be the four. We'd do that. Okay. I've got Mark, Luke, and John.
Oh. Gospel.
Exactly.
The gospel experience.
Yeah. And I had the gospel truth.
Yes.
For the three count.
experience.
Because media would be a snapmare.
Nah, it wouldn't be that complicated. Just call it the Bible experience or something like that. Yeah. Bible, the Bible.
We're going to bash you like a Bible. The there you go.
God, done. Lads.
Church friends.
I can't believe God had a match in WWE.
And Vince beat him.
Oh, God.
God is 0-1. He's the talking United of biblical characters.
Just how God had an entrance.
What if God was one of us? Vinnie Mac and pin him, 1, 2, 3.
Before we offend anyone else. Jack would be a mechanic, wouldn't he? That would be a mechanic gimmick.
Oh.
Car Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Car Jack.
Like
car, yeah, yeah.
It's like a stable with like heavy machinery and...
Yeah.
That's right.
And he'd just be like, he'd come out a real man's man. Yeah. What about Ross?
I've got no idea, so you can fill in the gaps here.
It, fun fact, I think it says before, you know, Fort Bayard?
Yeah. Are the midgets called Jack?
The dwarf is called Jack.
Sorry.
The offensive person.
Sorry.
The guy would, when Dirty... Who was it?
Den.
Dirty Den. I was calling Dirty Dan then. That's his brother. Dirty Den would go, let's go on to the final challenge.
Is that from SpongeBob or is it from somewhere else?
I don't know who
I was watching that SpongeBob episode the other day where the squirrel, I forget her name all
Sandy.
The time. Sandy. She's hibernating. She's having a big dream about Dirty Dan.
Oh.
And SpongeBob and Patrick break in and she wakes up and she thinks one of those is Dirty Dan. So she attacks him.
There's definitely
Are you dirty, Dan?
There's definitely going to be a SpongeBob sponge posting page with all these dirty Den. All these UK people going, yay. All these actually going, what is this?
Sarah like Logan's just Sandy, I've just realised. There we go.
Her promo was on Reddit today. Again, that one, the Game Eat one.
Oh. Game Eat.
Yeah. You fresh just against you again.
She was having a fight with her mouth and she was losing. Bless her. But anyway, he would go, Jack, the door. And my brother always thought that meant the door's name was Jack. sorry, it was Gavin. And then Ross.
I've got no idea because Ross is a very boring name.
It's a versatile name because you got Ross from Friends.
Right.
Ross can sound various. There's no stereotype.
So I would be a womanizer.
Womanizer.
Oh, like Ross.
Like Ross from Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you not on Ross's side?
Oh, I think he's a bit of a dick, isn't he?
Me too, yeah.
I'm all about Chandler, me.
Mm. Chandler's a good lad.
Go for a coffee with Chandler. Down a settle boy. Perk.
Yeah.
That's an American TV reference there.
Oh, no. We'll have to edit that out. People don't know what we're talking about.
Ross is a bit of a crap name to link the stuff in it.
Rossage the Sausage.
I was named Ross because it can't be shortened. Because my mum was like, I don't want a name where it can be shortened into a nickname. So I would go to football and I'd be called Rossa or Roscoe or Rossi. And that would annoy the piss out of me, mum.
Would she?
Yeah.
Why would she?
That's the only reason I was called Ross.
Oh, that's why W's never hired you. You can't shorten your name.
why did she get annoyed?
Because I don't know, she just doesn't like nicknames, I guess.
All right, fair enough. Tilt that.
Which way is most of the gun? I can't see it. Oh, you get looking too. Oh, right. Actually, hey.
Fantastic. Not really a trade link to my name, is there?
Oh, well.
Ross.
Shame.
You made one. Now,
wrestling clown.
Famous TV wrestling clown. Hey, Diddler Experience. Thank you. The other night, I had a dream about EC3. Oh, well, got lots in common. revealed himself to secretly be Velveteen... Wait, I have to start this again. The other night, I had a dream about EC3, where he revealed himself to secretly be Velveteen Dream.
What? Like Mission Impossible style?
Like it's going to have to be hell of a... What? He suited down the... Suited? S-O-O-D-E-R-E-D. Suited down the ramp, mimicking Dream's entrance perfectly, and it all made sense. Well done. And nobody questioned
it. This? I'm like really confused.
So my question for y'all is, who in all of wrestling is secretly masquerading as another wrestler from any promotion?
What?
Thanks, that's Cody in Tennessee.
Cheers, mate. He's killed Matthew there.
What is this?
See, I think the Viking Experience are secretly, you know, War Machine.
No. No. The obvious jokes. Are you all right?
Come on, I'm just going to roll with it and pretend.
Well, the obvious jokes like Buddy Murphy is Kenny Omega, isn't it? Because he does.
John Cena is Darren Young.
You heard this?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Wow, that's an old one.
You heard this? Buddy Murphy just does a lot of Kenny Omega's moves. Have you not heard this before?
No.
If you squint, he sort of looks like him when he moves in the ring as well.
Yeah. He does.
If you squint.
He does V-triggers all the time.
You punch yourself in the face.
He does reverse. Like, he does V-triggers. He does reverse Ronas. He does... That might be it. Maybe the only two. Are you all right? What's going on?
Me? That's good. You have to read it out. I'm like, oh, we got EC3 joking. Ha, ha, ha. Wait, what? EC3 is secretly Velveteen Dream.
Why has that tickled you so much?
Like, oh my God, it revealed it. It seems like just the idea of it is very funny.
But it was a dream, though. It's not...
I know. But I love that people should share that. We're like cheap therapy. what was I going with? Where were we going? Oh, yeah, I had one. Kevin Owens is secretly Tin the Panda from...
Oh, yes. I watched that match finally.
How good is it?
It's really good. That the actual wrestler, I can't remember her name.
Tintin or Panda?
Tintin's the... Tintin's the wife.
Oh.
Then the...
Oh, what's the male one called?
I can't remember.
Tintin's husband.
Oh, no, wait, sorry. Tintin might be the man. I don't know which one's which.
But, hang on, you're supposed to learn the Japanese people's names. Which one's Kushida?
Pandas are Chinese, mate. Or are they?
Oh, no, I'm racist. Go on.
But yeah, I hate bears anyway. All kinds. I hate them. Not like that.
You've upset a lot
not
of people,
not though. Like that. but it was really good. She's really good, her. The one who had to bump for the panda. You're not even taking this seriously, Matthew.
I'll calm down. I'm sorry. You know what something really gets you? And you just, okay, don't think about it. And all you can think of is this. It was me! There is no Velveteen Dream. It's just me.
I totally get finding something funny, but that's like a 4 out of 10. Like humor. No offense. I mean, from Tennessee. I can't really, but you know.
No, I love you, Cody.
Cody.
Okay, question number 3. All right, serious face.
That's the question, face. Cody, mate. You've ruined the podcast.
Serious face. Like, you know, when Michael Collins got to the hospital with anal bleeding. That's serious face. All right. Hi, guys. I was about to propose to my girlfriend when my roommate Joseph barged into the room out of nowhere, tripped and fell over, breaking a glass table with his face. Totally ruined the mood.
For God's sake.
Now I don't know Joseph that well. Don't you remember that?
Can I read it out for you, please?
Go on. We'll be here all day if I try me. I'm sorry.
Hi, guys. I was about to propose to my... Big shout out to Peter Austin, by the way.
Oh, you got engaged.
Yeah, for the lad from video, from Triple Gym. I've forgotten our own channel's name.
No.
But yeah.
Tintin.
Peter's engaged now.
Oh, to who?
His girlfriend.
Oh, that's nice.
Hi guys, I was about to propose to my girlfriend when my roommate Joseph barged into the room out of nowhere, tripped and fell over, breaking a glass table with his face. Totally ruined the mood. Now, I don't know Joseph that well, don't even remember where he was from, but let's say I put my plans on hold to help him get through his injuries. Joseph had gotten a big glass shard in his eye, making him completely blind in that eye. He was walking around with one of those big cotton pads on his eye for a couple of months. Then suddenly he disappeared along with my girlfriend. Apparently they'd bonded during apparently they'd bonded during the time after his injuries and eloped together, leaving me behind without as much as a note. I tried to track them down but never could. In conclusion, God's sake, do you know where this is going?
In conclusion,
if it hadn't been for Joe with his cotton eye, I'd have been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? that's from Beans McQueens from parts unknown. Keep up the solid podcasting, homies. Right, cheers for that.
Wait, is there a question?
No. Right, should we do a
mailbag at cultaholic.com if you want to ask a question?
Right, let's do...
It's Reese's
Pieces. Let's do Reese's Pieces.
Oh, it's a cut. And I want to do the still called Reese's Pieces with a threat of a lawsuit.
He emailed this week and he just said, oh, he's not going to sue.
Oh, good. Our lawyer's got to him first.
I feel, and I know I was on the podcast when this first happened, but I feel like I've missed an episode of like a series and I just don't know what any of this means. I'm so confused by this whole lawsuit thing.
I think this guy...
Previously on Cultaholic.
Claimed to own the rights to the name Reese because he called his three-year-old son Reese. And we started calling this Reese's Pieces because he asked the first question, I think.
And that wasn't the guy.
Yeah, but I didn't name it after his three-year-old son, like a creep. he put Reese. I remembered Reese because, Easton Reese.
Right. But it was a guy, but it was a different guy from the guy who actually wrote this jingle.
The jingle's just a guy who'd wrote the jingle.
Right, fair enough.
He's just a jingle man.
Peace says.
He did the jingle for the big question as well.
Yeah.
He's a serial jingler.
Hello, jinglers.
Do I come? The jingle experience. Yeah. Uh-huh. Is that joke dead yet or not? Anyway, the important bit of this is the first bit getting this way in the podcast is we have given two wrestlers and basically we have to decide who's the best out of both of them. And let's go through the list. Let's pick Zach Wright's choice of Matt or Jeff Hardy.
Ooh. Oof,
that's a good one, isn't
it? Bastard.
Yeah, bastard, bastard. Who wants to go first?
I'll do it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go for Matt. Because really? He was nice to us. And also, that's reason the
especially
first.
After you guys crapped on him.
It was me.
Oh, okay.
Ross liked
me. I was a fan.
Ross
liked that video. I came in late that day.
Ross liked the final deletion. I hated it. And then they booked him. And I felt very awkward. But he was a nice bloke.
So that's the issue when you're in a wrestling promotion.
I'll get into that now.
Compromised our integrity as critics, you might say. But I liked him. He was a nice guy. And also, as a child, I think I've told this story before. I used to go around my mate Mark's. He had SmackDown 2. And he always, like, we always would play as the Hardy Boys, but he never let me be Jeff. I had to be Matt. So that's why I prefer Matt, because I always had to be him. That's why I originally started to prefer Matt as a child. Okay, and then I was like, well, can't I be Jeff once? And Mark would be like, no, because you don't know how to do the Swanton Bomb. And I was like, well, tell me how. And he was like, oh, it's too complicated.
Nah.
This is probably like 6-year-old.
Right. This is, hang on, you can use this pad. It's the knockoff, the party one.
So he always made me be Matt. But in hindsight, cheers, Mark, because I prefer Matt now, actually. And I got my ear bit off by him, so who's laughing now?
What?
Do you remember this?
Joseph Connors.
After I crapped all over the angle, I got added to the angle at one of the WCPW shows.
Oh, God. I thought you meant the lad you played games with bit your ear off or something.
No, Matt Hardy bit my ear off.
Oh, that's normal. All right, now I get it. Okay, I'm back up to speed. I'm going to say, up until the point where he did the final deletion stuff, I would have said Jeff, but just because of the longevity Matt's had and the fact that he's more versatile than Jeff, I'm going to go with Matt as well. To be really boring and kill this, so hopefully you pick someone else. Because like you, Jeff's the guy that you like as a kid because he's like, oh, he's got the cool hair, he's got women's clothing on for some reason, but he's making it work. He's diving off of buildings, he's completely wrecked himself.
He does that and hand gestures are cool.
And then Matt
child.
Does like Twist of Fate, you're like, oh wait, man, he's doing all the work.
Yeah.
But then you look back, Matt's been able to readjust. He was V1.
V1 is the best. I love V1. That's the main reason. That's the actual reason.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt Fact. Genius.
Matt Fact. Matt strongly dislikes mustard.
I can spank a potato. I can drink my own semen.
Yeah.
He brought back.
But I live for too much. Sorry.
He brought back the mustard thing a decade later when he was doing the final deletion. He was like, I strongly dislike mustard. Everyone was like, it's from when you.
I strongly dislike mustard.
Shannon Moe was great in that as well.
Yeah,
and the MFer.
Yes.
The MFer, that's right.
And attitude follower.
Very briefly, Crash Holly.
Was he?
Yeah.
Taz
could bury him on commentary for some reason and be like, oh, Crash Holly lives in a... I remember, for some reason, the bits you remember on commentary, he's like, oh, Crash Holly, he lives with like 3 dogs, 4 cats and 5 parrots. His house is basically a zoo. He must smell.
Get in, Taz, mate.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Crash Holly. Yeah.
Yeah, or his, you know... animals. So I think because Matt's be able to change and change and change. Jeff will always have fans. Jeff will be 50 years old and doing a swanton off a stair lift.
Yeah.
And people still getting nuts for him because he's that guy. But Matt's had to, I don't know, maybe because he's not willing to dive off the owl's cages, he's had to rejuvenate himself. And I think, wow, respect for that.
Yeah.
And again, the final deletion and everything else. I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
You've said everything I was going to say. I'm obviously not Jeff Hardy's target market, but I was never on board with Jeff Hardy.
Really?
Even as a kid, you didn't like
him? Like, I appreciate the gnarly moves, man, and whatnot, but I never got on board with like the clothes or the glow-in-the-dark stuff or the hair or the...
There's no photos of you with the stockings on your...
There is, actually. I put one on Instagram the other day where... What magazine was it where they used to get kids to send in their wrestling collections and they would put the picture in the magazine?
Oh, I know.
Because I tried to do that but failed with me pal, and there's a picture...
What, the wrestling magazine?
It was some wrestling magazine.
Yeah, well, the wrestling did that.
Yeah, we'll be in that one then.
Wait, there's a picture of you in...
from like
2000. Is there?
2002.
I've got some of those old
issues. Wait, so it didn't get published?
What? Didn't get published. Oh. No, but I put it on Instagram. It's devastated.
Go have a look.
But,
Are you Matt or Jeff?
I'm doing the Hardy Boys thing.
That's very exciting.
That's unreal.
Sorry for that. Wow.
So I think I'm 9 there, maybe?
God, that's a lot of stuff. Which one are you?
Right, top, left.
Wait.
Right, top, left. Thanks.
One of the shorts?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Aye. We'll have to put that on screen now, I guess, for it to make sense.
No, they're not saying anything.
But I'm doing the Hardy Boy pose there for some reason. But I never was on board with Jeff. And obviously, version one, and then the broken stuff, that's what edges it for me. And he also burned down a house to kill a dog.
Yes. You could say that Jeff's had... You could say that Jeff's
to kill a dog.
If we're talking about, like, quality of, like, matches, Jeff's had a better history of matches, like the match against Punk at SummerSlam.
Oh, the entire Punk series is amazing. Yeah. The Triple H feud, where he gradually got that little
Undertaker match.
The Orton series, match. Yeah. I mean, well.
Yeah, so Jeff's had better matches, but I prefer Matt. Also, I'm an older brother, so I relate more, you know? You don't want the little brother to get all the glory, do you?
Yeah, you're right. Almost. Yeah, you're right. Exactly right.
Are we all older brothers?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We've all voted for Matt.
All right. That's settled then.
Yeah, it's the best Hardy is officially Matt.
That's right. Cult Hardy, the only podcast with Mattitude. And if you'd like to submit anything for the questions... or the daft stories disguised as questions, or a Reese's Pieces entry, please send them to
mailbook@kultaholic.com.
Yeah, I feel tired from laughing. I feel tired.
Well, there's still one more bit again.
It's Cultaholics.
The question.
Oh. And. And this week's big, big, big question is...
Break the walls, Dune!
Big. Your favourite S.H.I.E.L.D. memory, given the fact that they've gone the way of Too Much and X Factor. Did you know Too Much, by the way, has the same theme song as Karma, aka The Godfather, when he's doing the MMA thing?
No.
I only found that out recently.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
So The S.H.I.E.L.D.
When they had the helicopter bit, that's mine.
What?
When they had a helicopter entrance in the UK.
What?
Don't remember when they had a helicopter.
No?
Unless it was a dream. Google the S.H.I.E.L.D.
Rip off the face of Peter's Velveteen Dream.
The S.H.I.E.L.D. helicopter. They did it before Charlotte Flair and before Ric Flair.
What?
They made it cool.
The S.H.I.E.L.D. helicopter.
Awesome.
I'm sure it was in the UK. London, I think. Or is it Manchester?
Into like the arena?
No.
Oh, right. Right.
I was like, what? Helicopter into a building.
No, but like an open air, like a stadium.
Through the front door. No.
Oh, yeah, the S.H.I.E.L.D. arrives at the London Zoo.
It's sort of like a Mission Impossible one.
Oh, my God, it's right. Okay,
it cool. Really, such a great moment, I already forgot.
Also, the breakup. That's probably the best, which is a bit strange to say, but yeah.
No, but you're right. They got built up so well over the years, and they were headlining the six-man tags against Evolution. And then
it was the timing.
That was the perfect time to make Rollins and Ambrose the main event guys. And finally get some new stars that we'd been needing for ages and ages because we were sick of Cena, Orton, etc. And then they went with Reigns. But until that point, it was going really, really well.
I thought Ambrose was going to be the star.
Yeah, watching that feud, you'd think he was the next thing.
His promos were insane. He was so good.
Come get you, Rollins. Yeah. I don't care what you're doing. If you're in the shops, if you're in the shower, in bed, I'll come get you.
I meant like S.H.I.E.L.D. Ambrose. Like during the time of the S.H.I.E.L.D. The but until they broke up, I thought that Ambrose was going to be the guy. I was like, oh.
His bonnet and the S.H.I.E.L.D. used to do my head in. I know it might have been the point when it was slick back to try and annoy people, but it did my head in.
Really?
I wasn't a fan.
I thought you were going to say it annoyed you when it was all messy.
Man, that's the lunatic fringe.
Well, it's true. I liked the debut. It's cool to see. I wasn't watching wrestling at the time. Oh. Well, I was like half into it, half out. But looking back, it's cool.
Yeah, I remember like, well, that's John Moxley. That's Tyler Black. And that's... some couch boat.
It's Chris Hero.
It's Chris Hero. He's looking amazing. Oh, it's not Chris Hero. So the time I was watching New Japan, I went, bloody hell, Luke Gallows is looking mint. And it was Carl Anderson.
Oh.
bless him. But they had the TLC match at TLC against Ryback, Kane, and Bryan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's a 2012 tag team. And yeah, just steamrolled them.
Yep.
Everything from the foot stomp to... just the strategy of, we're smart, that's our gimmick. So they all beat up Kane and then just beat up the other two.
I really liked, it's not like a great match or anything, but I really liked them squashing the New Age Outlaws and Kane at WrestleMania 30. Right. And their entrance was cool.
It's like, bye-bye, Attitude Era.
Yeah. It lasted like 2 minutes, that match was great.
Related for Luke Abbott, the Wyatt family matches.
Yes. Really good stuff as well.
Including one was on the main event.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they had an Elimination Chamber. I think two Raw matches with the proper original three. And then main event had one. I think it's because it was just restarted and they do that thing where they put a lot of cool stuff on the first few episodes, then just go, oh, whatever. Mm. Sorry.
Money in the Bank 2016, when they all held a belt in one night. That was cool. I liked it. Even though I was sad at the time because I was a huge Rollins fan around that time and I wanted him to keep it back. But, you know, that's fine.
Do you think it's almost good that it's going? Or it's gone?
The Shield?
Because, yeah, do you think it's had its moment? It was nice when they got together again and it did boost the ratings up quite a bit, apparently, if I remember correctly.
Because the fit.
I've seen Twitter. God, they're hot for Rollins.
I've written fan fiction
about Rollins.
Oh, could you not?
I'm called Ambrollins Reigns on Twitter.
Rollins Reigns.
It all flowed. It flowed well in my head.
It's clever at first. Ambrollins Reigns.
You can spell it, but you can't say it. And when Seth was asked recently about, I think he was doing F. Marry Kill. And Dean Ambrose was on there. And I don't know how it worked because he is in the Shield, so maybe he'll F himself. But he said, I'd get with Dean.
And Twitter
exploded. It's like, yes! It's like, so number one, Seth Rollins getting the push of the one guy in Raw.
Wait, you picked Ambrose over Reigns. Is he all right? Why didn't we just call this who's the fittest member of the Shield?
That's probably get more hits that way.
I would go Dean, Seth. No, Dean, Roman, Seth, I would go.
Really?
If I had to rank them in that term. I think Dean's dreaming. Especially now he's come back looking like a hard bastard. Oof.
Oh.
Oh.
Dream Ambrose.
But you know, he would miss out on like running.
He's the Velveteen Dream.
All along.
But Rene must be missing out on like running her fingers through his hair and whatnot.
Especially with that gas mask on.
We're quite like the Shield, aren't we, boys? Anyway.
Who's who?
Matthews Rollins.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why? Because I'm always injured.
I'm Ambrose. You're Reigns. You're the big dog.
Oh, I'll take the big dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're the push guy.
That's definitely the order.
You have to mute the audio for the cheers he gets. That's how that works.
Let us know in the comments below which one of us is which member of the Shield.
God. Which fanfic guns were we? Oh, yeah. But yeah.
They were all right, weren't they?
Aye.
That's the analysis there.
That's it, that's the closer. They were all right.
About as good as Brookside.
Aye, they were canny.
About on the level as Brookside.
No, if they came out of the Brookside theme, the inheritance.
Please welcome for the last time, the Shield.
That's how they should go away. Do you remember the final Brookside?
Like, oh, yeah, they just...
The theme, like, they played it right from the start of the instrumental bit, when it fades.
This is clean.
Just this guy, we're taking the camera on that guy's looking around Brookside close. It's like, that's where we powerbomb right back.
That's where we buried the Outlaws.
This has been either the best or worst podcast ever. One of the two.
You're from Liverpool, you're buzzing.
No change there. But thank you very much for watching and enduring the Cultaholic Video Podcast.
Oh, man.
Please send your questions to...
Mailbag, Cultaholic.
And if...
beautiful. Stroke.com. Mailbag at Cultaholic.com.
And as always, you can get more features, more bang for your buck, so to speak, at...
Patreon.com/Cultaholic.
This has been Ross on Wrestling. This has been Jack the Jobber. This has been Puppet Jack.
Join us.
Oh, we've got to keep on doing this, I guess.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.